They had voyaged to Proxima Centauri B from Earth together less than a year ago. The cross-cultural similarities of one's parenthood had not been more than a passing thought. "He's healthy, especially his lungs. That boy can cry. Makes his older sister want to run out of the house screaming herself," Roy said, a big grin breaking out as he spoke. "It's good to see you, Rain. Is Mac with you?" he asked, looking past Rain and out into the yard. She and the Samaritan's chief medical doctor, Dr. Maxim Kapilova, had met aboard ship on the journey from Earth to Proxima Centauri B and married less than a year after arrival. The pair had the approval of everyone who knew them from aboard the ship. Not that that mattered to either of them. They were definitely a good match.
"I hope you're not disappointed, but he had to stay at work this afternoon. A lot of kids are coming down with the sniffles and, well, the locals still prefer to have their precious little darlings seen by the more technologically advanced Terran medical doctor, rather than one of their own. I can understand that for serious illnesses, but for the sniffles? Come on. The local doc is a lot more experienced diagnosing the various flavors of the common cold circulating here than an Earth doctor."
"As we, of all people, should know very well after what we all went through this last year, I'm beginning to think we should rename this world the Planet of the Sick Head. I think we all had one big symbiotic intelligent sinus infection most of the year," Roy said jokingly, while instinctively rubbing the side of his nose as he spoke. Rain could relate. She and Mac had had many conversations on the topic. The early Proxima B atmospheric analysis the crew of the Samaritan had performed found no major pathogens, but it had surely missed the vicious varieties of the common cold that were circulating. Cold viruses that none of the Terrans' immune systems had ever before encountered. And encounter them all they did, one cold after the other, at first causing Mac to wonder what he'd missed in the initial survey. Only after realizing that no one was dying from the infections did he calm down and stop second-guessing his initial sampling and analysis. Cold viruses on Earth mutate constantly, infecting and reinfecting people on a regular basis. Here, the Terrans were perfect petri dishes for every variety of virus in circulation among the locals. Fortunately, in the last few months, the number of people catching colds had dropped dramatically as their immune systems adapted. Mankind could now travel between the stars, but had yet to cure the damned common cold.
"Agreed. Fortunately, I'm starting to feel more and more like my old self. And you don't sound congested at all," she remarked.
"No, I'm fine. Samari is still sniffly, but I think that's more because she's 8 years old and would be catching everything that comes along here or back on Earth."
Rain hesitated, knowing that she was intruding on Roy's time off. His son Jeremiah was only a few weeks old, and Roy had been on leave helping to take care of his wife, daughter, and a newborn son on some well-deserved leave.
Earth-trained engineers like him were in huge demand on Proxima B, as the locals tried to learn every Earth-modern engineering trick and tool they could. Technologically, the locals were nearly a century behind their Earthly visitors, but they were quickly catching up. "Rain, I can tell by the way you are fidgeting that you aren't here on a purely social call," Roy observed, his grin turning into more of a slight smile. "I would invite you in, but Chloe, Jeremiah, and Samari are all napping, and the last thing I want to do is wake them up."
"Listen, if this is an inconvenient time, I can come back," Rain responded, starting to back away toward the porch stairs.
"Not at all, but we'll have to talk out here. Take a seat," Roy said, motioning to one of the three rocking chairs adorning the small porch. The chairs were made from a local tree, similar to the oak family back on Earth, and were stained with a clear stain that highlighted the tones of the wood. Thanks to the red dwarf star around which Proxima B orbited, to see the tones in a way they were used to seeing, the settlers from Earth had to use full Earth spectrum lights. The dim reddish light from the star around that B orbited, Proxima Centauri, made everything look a little dingy, and some colors that the Earth human eye was used to seeing simply weren't visible, except using the lights the crew brought from Earth. Green, for example, looked mostly black when viewed outside on a clear, sunny day. Amazingly, most of the local plants, which were genetically similar to those found on Earth, had adapted the photosynthesis cycle to work across a broader spectrum to allow for the fact that Proxima Centauri emitted almost no green light. There was heated debate among the Earth geneticists.